I want to take a look at the big screen and the small screen. Rory Cashin from State.ie is here. Rory, movies, what's happening?
A busy week, actually. A big one this week is Big Game, which stars Samuel L. Jackson as the US president. He is tossed out of Air Force One just seconds before it's blown out of the sky. And he lands in the Finnish wilderness. He runs into a 13-year-old young boy who's been put out there by himself as a kind of test of his manhood by his town. Turns out that there's still people still hunting the US president, so the two of them have to team up and survive the big woods
together. And Samuel L. Jackson is the president.
He is, yeah, and he's not like the normal Sam Jackson we're used to, where we know he's the coolest man in the room and he's totally in control of every situation. And he's a bit weak-willed, he's a bit out of his depth, and he has to rely on this 13-year-old who, again, isn't quite a man yet to survive.
And is it, I presume it's a thriller?
It's kind of like tongue-in-cheek action thriller.
It's
not to be taken seriously. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, right.
The director's last film was this really weird Scandinavian horror film called Rare Exports, which reimagined Santa Claus as a child-eating zombie.
Right, okay.
So
if it's
still in that kind of vein. I don't know if you've seen Trollhunter a few years ago.
I remember it, but I didn't see it. No.
It was, again, it's kind of like that. It has that weird off-kilter Scandinavian sense of humour.
Is it dramatic? Is it exciting? Is it funny?
It's trying to be all of them, and by trying to be all of them, it doesn't do any of them particularly well. I went in and I was like, oh, this should be a lot of fun if you just turn your brain off and just go along and just have a bit of a laugh, and it didn't click into place fully. You could see where you were really stretching to try and make it this funny action-packed thriller, and it just didn't really come together, unfortunately.
Okay, so Big Game is kind of thumb sideways by the sound of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, okay. Well, anything else?
Irish horror movie The Canal. Irish horror to date has not been great, by which I mean there has not been one good one that I can think of.
Boy Eats Girl.
Or was the Dead Me, the Mad Cow Disease one? That was also terrible.
That was the Midlands one, wasn't
it? This one is actually, I know it's like faint praise, but it's the best Irish horror film ever made, in my opinion. It tells the story of a film archivist who discovers 100-year-old footage of a murder in the house he's currently living in. And as you know, that's always good news for people who live in that house now. Pretty soon after his wife goes missing, he is accused of maybe being involved in her disappearance, but he's convinced there's a ghost in the house that maybe has done her in. So...
And
you know.
Did the ghost there? Oh, don't tell us the end.
Nah,
okay, fair enough.
Spoilers.
And like, have we seen anything like it before?
There's bits and pieces of different horrors in there. There's a bit of Barbarian Sound Studio because he's a film archivist. There's a bit of Sinister because it's finding footage of a murder in the house that you're living in. There's a bit of The Ring because the ghost is a tall, pale girl with black hair over her face. But aside from that, it's mostly vaguely original. And because it's set in Ireland, and because it's actually good, and because it actually has a budget, it's really, really impressive.
Okay, so Rupert Evans is the main guy, is it?
Yeah, I don't, like, he's not much, he's one of those faces where it's like, I know him from somewhere.
Yeah.
And like his biggest release to date, I think, was Hellboy, where he was like the human beside the big red dude.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. All right, so that's thumbs up definitely for The Canal. Big Game, thumbs sideways. Anything else on the big screen?
Top Five.
Well, that's out this weekend.
Written, directed, and starring Chris Rock.
Yeah. I thought it was very good.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
From what I understand, it's a very limited release in Dublin and around Ireland. So if you are anywhere near a cinema, I do really, really recommend it. It's almost semi-autobiographical.
Yeah.
In that it's telling the story of this former stand-up comedian who has found a lot of fame and fortune in starring some like lowest common denominator comedies, and now he wants to be taken seriously. So for
it's a real heavy bash at celebrity and all that it means and everything. Yeah.
And journalism as well.
It
takes a swipe, but there's nothing that he doesn't say. Everything's fair game in this. And he's teamed up with a journalist who was interviewing over the course of one whole day, and she's played by Rosario Dawson. And
yeah,
the two of them have this
cheats
real
for a while at one stage in the bar that time, and then kind of it all works out.
There's a real natural, easy chemistry between the
They're
two.
They're good,
of them. And look, every famous comedian you can almost think of appears at some point in this film. So it was a lot of Chris Rock is like, "Will you come on? You owe me this favor. Just come on and we do this one scene." And I thought it was so funny. But as you said, like there's a lot going on underneath the jokes as well.
Oh yeah, it hits a lot of nerves.
But they talk about like gender, sexuality, race, everything you can think of. Yeah. And it's the smartest comedy I've seen in a
while. And you do not have to be a fan of Chris Rock necessarily, but you will be after this.
Absolutely. I agree with that, yeah.
Okay, Top 5 is what it's called. Yeah, it is good. That one caught me by surprise. What about DVD small screen?
The big one this week is The Theory of Everything. We were only talking about it last week because I thought Eddie Redmayne should not have won the Best Actor Oscar over Michael Keaton, but he did because he's playing Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know, it is basically the life story of Stephen Hawking, but more focused on his disease and his marriage and his kids.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why it's called The Theory of Everything necessarily, because I mean, you're being led into thinking you're going to find out an awful lot about Hawking and what he thinks of things. You don't find anything out, really.
No, you don't really find out much about his work.
It's a relationship movie, and it works on that level brilliantly.
Yeah, like it's from what I understand, it's based on the book of that is being written by the now ex-wife, who's played by Felicity
Jones,
thank you very much, in this film. And it's much more of a romance drama rather than a full-on autobiographical thing, because it's not Hawking's position on it. The two performances are fantastic, especially Eddie Redmayne. He really does lose himself in the role. Apparently, he's completely screwed up his back from being in that position in the wheelchair for so long. For life, he's done his back in. But I don't know. I just thought it was very Oscar baity. It was very obviously this to be win all the Oscars. And considering
this one and The Imitation Game were two fine examples of what cinema can do in terms of it doesn't all have to be Marvel comics.
That's true. That is true. Yeah. Like again, it is down to two actors telling a decent story. But for me, it was just because the director James Marsh, he did like Project Nim, he did Man on Wire, he did Shadow Dancer. He's done some very interesting stuff.
I thought
Man on
Wire was overrated, but Project Nim was good.
Yeah, but for this, it just felt very safe.
Well, he did Shadow Dancing, the one about Northern Ireland.
Yeah,
really, did he do that?
Yeah,
all right. See, right, okay, fair enough. I quite enjoyed that actually.
Yeah, so did I. I thought it was really good. Again, I just thought this was a very safe version of what could be a very, very interesting story.
Well, the story of him and what he has done and his work, I presume it will be another movie, but that's not what this movie is necessarily.
No, absolutely
so stop
not.
Looking for something that isn't there in the first place.
I'm sorry.
All right, Rory, good mind yourself. So Big Game is one, Top 5 is the best, and The Canal is bloody good too as an Irish movie, which came out of nowhere. I've only heard vaguely bits about The Canal, actually. I don't know it at all.
If you're a horror fan, I really would recommend you get along to it.
Yeah, I can take or leave horror, frankly. Were you a Babadook person from that thing?
I was. We had the Babadook conversation.
Did we have this conversation? Yeah, I thought that was overpraised. Although there's one supposed to be out now, it's supposed to be great. It's called It Follows.
Yes, I think that's out on DVD in about 2 or 3 weeks. It is really, really good as well.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, no, it could be a bit whatever. Well, actually, there was one I did see, and I can't remember what it's called now. I think I might have mentioned it to you at the time. It was about a woman who gets out of jail and has to come back and stay in her house that she used to grow up in with her mother because she's not allowed to move away from the house because she's a baddie. And it's in Australia, and I've suddenly forgot the name. But anyway, it doesn't matter. That's much better.
I will research this, and we'll talk about it next time I'm on.